Back now with Day to Day, and there is a special guest in the studio today, producer Shireen Meraji, here to share some listener letters. Hi, Shireen, what a pleasant surprise.
Hi, Madeline. I've hijacked today's letter segment because I'm working with you on our new economic series called California Dreamin'. And you know what? This is a great time to hear a little Tupac to get us in the mood.
Drake, let me serenade the streets of LA, from Oakland to Sacktown, the Bay Area and back down. Cali is where they put their Mac down.
Okay, I'm in the mood, and I asked some listeners to tell me if the economic slowdown was affecting their California dreams.
And they answered. One listener who didn't want his name read on air wrote that his nonprofit salary isn't keeping up with California's skyrocketing rents, gas, food, and utilities.
And so he wrote, I'd love to stay. I just can't afford it. Shame. I do like it here.
He's thinking of moving to Texas where he can afford to live the good suburban life. He also reminded you to wear a hat and sunblock when you go out reporting.
Okay. Always do and always will. Court Patton wrote from San Diego to say, the great thing about California is that you can dream big and try something new.
Hi. Listening to all the bad news and negativity, my wife and I got an idea and developed a clothing line called Quit Your Bitchin'. It is quintessentially Californian in that, at heart, it's optimistic and upbeat, like a sunny day here.
Madeline, I'd like to recommend that clothing line to a few people.
What are you talking about, Shireen? Okay, let's get back to letters.
Sorry about that. Let's listen to a letter from Sharon Rosen Lieb from Solano Beach. She's a little bit nervous these days.
I'm a third-generation native Californian. My great-grandfather, Saul Wurzel, came to Hollywood in 1917 to run Fox Studios and became a pioneering motion picture producer. I've thought a lot about the California Hollywood dream and how it has affected my family through the generations and all those who come here striving for the dream. I worry about the dream morphing into a nightmare with our public education system hanging in the budgetary balance.
Okay, that's Sharon Rosen Lieb from Solano Beach. Polly Bernal wrote to say he's living the California dream, but he's living it in North Carolina. He lived in California for 11 years, but he left because it was too expensive.
He added that Californianess is something you can't experience anywhere else, though.
A big thanks to Polly Bernal and to all of our listeners who wrote in.
I still need a little help putting the series together, so if you're listening right now, write in. What economic stories do you want to hear from the Golden State this summer? You know, it doesn't all have to be bad news. We want to get out of the studio and have a little bit of fun, too.
That's right. So send us your ideas. You can go to npr.org/day-to-day. Click on the contact day-to-day link on the right-hand side. Okay, Shireen, get out there and enjoy some rays.
Bye.
California, California, you're such a wonder that I think I'll stay in bed. Big time roller.